Well, healthy people, now here's a corrupt police officer, a Femon. She joined the Manchester Police in the UK in 2020, 27 years of age. And she had a couple of relationships with some criminals, obviously sexual. Then she started giving them information that was privy to the police only. She also said that she'd try to help to find out who the grass was. And she was given a 3-year, 9-month jail sentence. But even in the judge's summing up, he said that the men used you, implying, of course, that she was a victim and takes no responsibility. Let's be honest, she knew what she was doing. We all know what's happened to the UK police force. The drive quite a few years ago was to get more femons in the police force. The UK police force has basically been feminized. And it's a laughingstock of the world, really. It's become completely ineffective and weak. Still, the criminals think it's a great thing to happen. I don't know whether some of you know the game show that's called The Weakest Link. Well, that's what femons are in these organizations. I've seen femon police officers and femon PSOs. When dealing with the public, they actually escalate the situation instead of de-escalating it. They come to a minor situation and they escalate it into a major issue. Femons don't seem to have the sense duty, respect the job they're in. They certainly don't have much honour. For instance, the police force, the military, fire brigade, it's all team, working as one unit. But femons are quite self-centred and will do what's advantageous for themselves, instead what's best for the organisation. In other words, they really don't have very deep character. And I believe in all these type of organizations, femons are the weakest link. Speaking of links, I'll put a link to the news item down below. Guys, you take it easy.